Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Is this Kiss 2?
No, this...
No?
Who is this show? This is Black...
ELO. Electric ELO.
I just thought you were going to continue with the Kiss theme, man. Come on, man died and you don't play his music? What kind of nonsense is that?
Not spending the entire day. You know Vinny and Haney are going to do that.
Oh, oh, no.
Joining us right now from The Athletic, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, good friend Ralph Russo. What's up, Ralph?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, we got a little Detroit Rock City, right?
Yeah.
That's what we need to be coming back with on a day like today.
We came back with I Was Made for Loving You. I told him we should have done Back in the New York Groove, but either way, it's still honoring.
That would have been perfect. That would have been perfect for me because I live in New York and I am a long time and I am a native New Yorker. So yeah, that would have been good.
Ralph, some good games. They start tonight. This weekend is like college football is like the chores devil because you're not getting anything done this weekend with all the games beginning tonight. Louisville at Miami, Nebraska at Minnesota. Those games start an hour apart. I'm going to have my TV on one, my tablet on the other, because I need to watch both of those.
Yeah, especially Louisville-Miami, because I do think the Cardinals represent the best chance to get to put a loss on Miami left on the schedule. Now, you know, listen, Miami has been prone to losing some games that they probably should win. That was certainly the case last year. Lost a couple of games that probably kept them out of the playoff that, you know, that on paper they probably should have came up and won. Defense is a lot better this year. Louisville is explosive offensively, maybe a little turnover prone. I definitely look at this one as like it's a chance also for Louisville to sort of get back into the ACC race. And again, Miami looks like the clear favorite there,
But
this could change that race a little bit.
Hey, Ralph, Vanderbilt hasn't been favored over an SEC team, I think, since God knows when, maybe when college football was invented, but they're favored over LSU this weekend. How much of a shock is that to you, and what do you see happening?
Go Vandy!
Yeah, I can't remember the number. It was something along the lines of like 70 or 80 SEC games in which they haven't been favored. I think the last time they were favored against LSU was something like 1948. Frankly, I didn't think they even had lines back then. Okay, sure. I'll buy it. LSU's defense is really, really good. Their offense is very much dysfunctional. So it's simply a matter of, like, do you think that they can get their offense together against a Vandy team that, you know, frankly, is probably as good or better than last year? I mean, they made a lot of headlines last year because they pulled off the big upset against Alabama. But this looks like a more, you know, well-rounded team, a little better on both sides of the ball. Pavia is really good. You know, I actually think Vandy's going to get the job done here and be the team that stays in the SEC race. Again, like, that SEC is just... It's going to be a lot of fun and really cluttered. I think you're just going to have a bunch of teams with one or two losses fighting it out toward the end of the season.
Ralph Russo joins us from The Athletic, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. This is one that I can't wait for. 3:30, game's going to be on ABC. I am a Lane Kiffin fan, and I'm not ashamed to say it. Ole Miss travels to Sanford Stadium in Athens, Georgia, to take on the Bulldogs, Ralph.
Yeah, you know, Ole Miss knocked off Georgia last year and really did it in emphatic fashion. It was one of the worst losses Kirby Smart's teams have had, just in terms of, like, wow, they got dominated. They got dominated on both sides of the line. Now, this is not that Ole Miss team. Ole Miss last year had a few NFL, high NFL draft pick caliber defensive linemen. They were a lot tougher on that side of the ball. Lane Kiffin will always, you know, I was kidding around. If you remember back, they had that game against LSU where they essentially sealed the deal with like a 4th-and-3, right? Late in the game, had a 4th-and-2, 4th-and-3, and Kiffin made a great call. They threw the ball, completed the pass, converted the 4th down, and won the game. And I went on Twitter and I said, if I had a 4th down play for my life, what coach would I want calling that play? And I think it might be Lane Kiffin. He's a great offensive mind. This is a really good offensive team. Trinidad Chambliss is a Division II transfer who has been ripping up the SEC. I kind of think Kirby's going to get him, though. I just can't see Kirby Smart losing 2 in a row to Lane, especially with this one at home. But it is a really fascinating one. Again, like Georgia, this is not 2021, 2022 Georgia. Super dominant defense, just suffocating offense. This Georgia team has a lot more vulnerable than they've been under Kirby in their championship years. You're right. Should be a great one. I'll take Kirby to figure out a way to slow the Lane train down.
What about?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
USC, whenever they leave their time zone, they tend not to win. They're big underdogs. I love Jeremiah Love, but I think Jadarian Price might be my favorite running back in college football. I think the running game shows out here. What do you see with these two teams? Because I think there's a lot of people that don't believe in Notre Dame.
Yeah, I totally get the Notre Dame, the frustration with still seeing Notre Dame ranked, especially when they were 0-2. But you got to remember, they lost a 3-point game to Miami and a 1-point game to Texas A&M. Neither of those two teams have lost yet. So you're talking about two of, you know, even if you feel like, hey, maybe Texas A&M's a little overrated at this time of the year, you're still talking about probably two of the best 10 teams in the country, right? And Notre Dame played those teams toe-to-toe, and they've destroyed everything in their path since. You're right, I love Price. You know, what as great as Love is, Price is you know, probably one of the better backs in the country, too. USC is better than they have been, I think. That offense, they're running the ball much better now, even though they're super banged up at running back. Mayava has been low-key one of the best 4 or 5 quarterbacks in the country. I don't know if people are realizing how well he is playing. It's just hard to trust USC on the road. Lincoln Riley's teams tend not to be like the most buttoned up outfit. Penalties, special teams gaffes, they just always seem to shoot themselves in the foot, and on the road that really comes to bear on them. I do think this game is going to be a lot closer than that spread, though. I saw it was about an 8-pointer. I'll also say this, a little bit of a bold prediction. The winner of this game makes the playoff.
Mm.
If you look at the schedule, now if Notre Dame loses, they got 3 losses. It's going to be a really tough time for them to get in.
They'll figure out how to put them in.
Well, maybe. Yeah. But with USC, if you look at this one, if they can get this game, you know, Oregon later in the year, but the schedule works out pretty well that they might be able to get to 10-2.
I like it. Ralph, tell us what you're working on right now.
Well, you know, it's been a busy week because of the firing of James Franklin. We just had a story that published yesterday, my colleague Bruce Feldman and I, that sort of takes you a little bit behind the scenes of like why it went so wrong so quickly at Penn State for Franklin. I think he was a coach who, despite all his winning and his great record, was probably living a little closer to the edge than most people thought. That was a program that was under a ton of pressure this year to deliver on a great season, deliver on a breakthrough. And when it didn't happen against Oregon, it looked like a place where they couldn't really withstand a crisis. And the burden of trying to be the breakthrough team really did seem to be weighing on Franklin and the players. So one loss led to another loss, led to another loss. And then stunningly, after 11 and a half years and 104 wins, like, James Franklin is gone and Penn State is looking for something different. It's really, really wild that we got to that point so quickly.
Absolutely it is. Man, thanks a lot. Look forward to talking to you again before the season's over.
Enjoy the games.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.